Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds back in action tonight on the road in Philadelphia, taking on the Flyers. Puck drop 6 o'clock, pregame 5 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And with that in mind, we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Morning, fellas. Doing pretty good this morning.
Awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Andrew, you got some extra folks in the traveling party with you this time around in Philadelphia. What do you make of just the dad's trip in general, and how much fun has that been with you guys kind of hanging out with all the dads the last day or so?
Well, it's a real unique experience, especially for the dads and the players. I mean, the father-son relationship that's gone on through hockey and is pretty unique from, you know, a lot of different sports, and to see them here with their sons and seeing how we do things is always a fun experience. I've been through, you know, actually was through the first one when Barry and David Poyle started in 98. So I've been through a lot of them. They're always fun. It's fun to see the dads and the sons and interact. But it's a great experience for everybody.
That does, of course, make for a lot going on, Andrew, other than hockey. And you already have that anyway, right? With, I mean, a few days from Christmas here. How is managing that as a coach, just trying to cut through things and still get the business part of the trip done?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the challenge. So, you know, especially like you said, going through the holiday season, the distractions that are going on, and you lose four. I thought that happened the other night, where all these other things are going on, and just a little bit of focus and your game kind of slips a little bit. So it's really important here to tighten it up. Obviously, as a coach, you don't sleep, but you also have to understand it is an unbelievable experience, and it is family, and the players. These are things the players will never forget. But yeah, we have to go to business here tonight a little bit.
So Andrew, you talked leading into the Vancouver game about the way your team was playing and how, you know, maybe you needed to see a little bit more with the way that they were playing. You know, as a coach, when you're evaluating that, even though it's sometimes maybe you're getting the results and you're winning games, like how much are you paying attention to the overall process of it? And like, how much can you kind of tell when maybe a downswing in that is starting to come?
Yeah, I think we're always aware. You know, I think you self-evaluate every day and every game, and you could kind of tell we were finding ways to win, and you never want to discourage that or downplay that. But I didn't think we put, 60-minute efforts, and there are a lot of things that went into that. Our schedule was so tight, so you're asking a lot if you think you're going to have it every night. But you could see little things slip. I didn't love our game in, three of the last four coming into Vancouver, and obviously didn't like it on Tuesday. So you're aware. You try to warn them. You know, I've been a player too, and you're like, yeah, whatever, coach. But, you could see the signs, and you try to write it before it's too far wrong. So that's kind of what we're in the process of trying to do right now.
UC Saros has been incredible. You know, peak UC Saros lately, obviously. Tough one the other night. Tough one in terms of, I think, a lot of stuff happening around him that wasn't on him. But he was emotional leaving that game, which we're not used to seeing. I guess, do you like to see that, first of all? You don't like to see what happened, but to see that emotion from him, and how do you feel, I guess, about him now with his next opportunity to be between the pipes?
Well, I always feel the same about Juice. I mean, he's one of the best goalies in the league, and yeah, you like to see the emotion. Obviously, he's frustrated himself and frustrated that he let in the goals. But they were nothing on him. I thought our game, like I said a little bit earlier, was slipping a little bit, and unfortunately he ended up taking the brunt end of some miscues and mistakes and some bad bounces. And but you love to see passion. I mean, passion in this game is you can't get out of the way of it. It's on every shift, every play. So but Juice, he's a highly competitive guy, and he'll be good tonight.
Andrew, obviously, we've seen Tommy Novak be really productive for you guys and then unfortunately sustains the injury. What have you made of the way that Novak has played since coming back in the lineup, and how challenging is that in the middle of a season when you're dealing with an injury, trying to get back up to speed?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I think we're seeing with Cody Glass, too, it's just taken a little time. You miss that chunk of time when the league starts turning. It gets out of that training camp mode, and it gets faster, and teams get tighter, and the game, there's less room out there. So when they come back and miss a month month with Tommy's injury to come in and just get up to speed. So I think he's getting better. I think every game he's played better. I thought I liked his game on Tuesday. We need him to get back to the level he was early in the year, and we need his production. So he's getting there, and it is a tough time to get back.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about Cody, actually. I mean, you mentioned after the game, Andrew. I mean, he obviously it's as you said, I mean, it's garbage time, but he gets one to go. Do you think that could help him? And if he can maintain health, what's the expected trajectory for him?
Well, I think we're just, he's like Tommy, that he's missed so much time. He missed a chunk of time early in the year, and then he came back, and I thought he got his game going, and then he got hurt again and missed another chunk of time. And he's slowly kind of getting back to speed. And a goal, I think, always helps, especially an offensive guy that's produced to get that goal, get the monkey off the back for the year, I think is always so important. I think he's still a work in progress. He's catching up day to day. I like this game a little bit better each game. So, we're looking for him, and we're going to need him going down the stretch here to get healthy for one, and to get back in the rhythm of and the pace of the game.
Andrew Burnett with us here on Robbie and Rex, our Predators head coach. Andrew, obviously you've talked about the challenge that you and your coaching staff are facing right now with the amount of defensemen that you have, and it's a good problem to have that much depth, but Fabbro has been the odd man out lately. What have conversations with him been like, and I guess how receptive has Fabbro been to those conversations, given the fact that you guys got a lot of defensemen right now?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's never fun, and especially veterans that played in this league for a while, and it's tough to, it's tough as a coaching staff to make decisions. I think they're all really good defensemen. So you're trying to play either situationally who fits the best against who we're playing, or if a player is playing better, you want him to keep going. You don't want to lose that momentum. So, yeah, it's hard. I mean, Dante's been really good. He works every day. He wants to get better. Of course, he's frustrated. Of course, he's upset. He wants to play. But he's been a joy to work for. He puts a lot of work into it. And when he gets back in, he'll find his game. They're good players. And like you said, as a coaching staff, it's a nice luxury to have. But it's also, it's not that fun all the time having to tell a guy he can't play. You're not playing tonight. And guys that have proven themselves in this league, especially.
Andrew, a lot of fans asked about the game misconduct and everything, the whole situation the other night with Jeremy and then Michael McCarron. Did you get a satisfactory explanation, like the way that all played out? Are you, I guess, comfortable with that?
Well, I mean, I you're not always comfortable, but I think it was a fair explanation. I didn't really understand the call, which happens. Because, I kind of felt it was a tit for a tat, and he saw it a little differently, and you have to respect that. And then, it's the same old adage. I think you can't really get to keep your emotions in check if you're Michael, and you can't show a referee up, and that's what happens. And when you do that, you're gonna pay the price. So I'm understanding of the misconduct. I'm not completely understanding of the penalty.
Andrew, last thing for you. I mean, you were talking about your fantasy football team last time you were with us. Playoff update, are things going well, or are we done at this point?
We're done. Yeah, no, I was one and done in the playoffs. Tough week last week, really tough week.
Well, less distractions for you now.
That's right.
That's right. Exactly.
Andrew, thanks so much for taking time to be with us this morning. Good luck tonight in Philadelphia, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Preds head coach Andrew Burnett, our guest here on Robbie and Rex. We'll take your thoughts on Andrew Burnett, what he had to say, 615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll also get back into the Titans coming up in the next segment as well. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.